go back into session?
Yeah, we'll have to make a motion to go back into open session at 6:20. Can I get a second, please?
Second motion.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, next thing we got.
So wait, y'all almost made the motion?
Yep.
Reese a second?
Yep.
Okay, sorry.
The last thing we got is the superintendent's report.
All right.
All right, hang on, I got to give Romero credit for seconding it. Okay. I don't have a ton, just a few highlights or lowlights, depending on how you look at it. I gave you the COVID benchmarks. If you go to DHS website, you can get not only the state COVID ones that I gave you, but you can. There's another link. You can go to the county, and you can see where each county in the state is and all of the numbers for each county, and you can watch the graph.
Excuse me,
sorry.
Can I have a sneeze with this thing on?
I'm trying to sneeze. Well, you know you got a good sneeze if it goes out. If it goes out and snaps you, you've got to
get my shirt and there's nothing.
Let's see. I do want to give the teachers credit. I really think that they've been doing a very good job. I know I've been bopping in and out of the classes, and we've been checking with Mr. Rodriguez, as we can go into anybody's class while they're teaching, and we can kind of look at that. So I've been very impressed, honestly, overall. I think they've been doing very well, and I know we had plenty of people that were nervous when we started. I do want to let you know that we always preach about trying to save money and get grants. But this year, in order to save money, we spent money. We took the Title I Lexia program, which is, you buy it every year, it's about $12,000. I think it's $11,900. Anyway, so we paid for 3 years at one time for $30,000 because we knew we had the money this year. But what that does is now for the next 2 years, we won't have to pay for that program and we'll have it. And it's kind of like Mrs. Morgan and most of the teachers' favorites. The kids seem to like it too. So it's a good program for our EL students and everything. So anyway, we spent a little more this year, but we had the money there. So now you won't have to spend that next year. You can turn around and use $30,000 out of the title fund for something else. There's a local gentleman who is willing to do the block, those pavement blocks, or somewhere between 350 and 450.
Now, where are we talking about?
The ones down by the gym where they had to dig up for the water line. And, you know, I left it. I thought maybe some of the paras or somebody would want to do that because they were talking about trying to find projects because they wanted more hours. Well, they're not really interested in that. So I waited and waited. So I asked for a written quote from him. And if I get it, it's that $350 or $400 range. Going to have him come and do it because by the time I have two people come on a Saturday and work, we're going to spend more than $400 anyway. You might, you know, he thinks he can get it done on a weekend, do it Saturday and Sunday. And I just have no other people that really want to do it. And so that's, I think I mentioned this guy to you guys a month ago or so. So plans for reopening, we've already talked about. I thought we would be at that 30 or 40% staying home, but it looks higher. We're very fortunate enough that we were allowed to get back in that summer food service program. You remember, right, I told you about that letter that I signed to the USDA, and I just figured, well, I've signed it, so what? But then we got a letter back that said we were granted into that program for the rest of this calendar year, so until December. And so we are able to serve any kids 18 and below lunch till December, whatever day we're done with school. I don't think the cooks are going to want to come in over Christmas
vacation. And that's going to be even after we reopen?
Even after we reopen, yes.
So they can still come get their breakfast and lunch?
Right. And that way we'll actually be serving lunch from there and outside. Okay. So we'll have kids coming from home to get it. We'll have the kids coming through getting their lunch. We'll have 36 kids in here that we can serve, and we have about six tables outside that we can eat at, and then we have the classroom.
The more the better, right? The more numbers, the better?
The more the need, the better for us. The program says, the program says that you're supposed to have parents or guardians or the kids pick up the meals, but, I mean, we had grandparents picking up the meals during the summer. So Sally and I talked about it, and I know she would like to stick to the rules as much as she can, but for us to get out of the red, the more every person that comes and picks up a breakfast and a lunch, the government pays us a little over $6. If we were selling the lunches, we would only bring in $5. So this helps us much more than trying to charge and then having people not pay their bills or something. Because every year at the end of the year, you always have some that haven't paid. So this helps us a lot. And then, to go along with that, we got that grant for about $2,400, I want to say, Donna. I wrote a grant for the food program for the summer, and we got $2,400. And they came out with a new round of grants, so I applied for, I want to say it was close to 20, but I could be off on that number, but two people's salaries and mileage, I don't know. It's between $13,000 and $20,000. I started to question it when I put 20 in the report. I can't remember exactly. So, but we sent that application in. I heard back from them yesterday. They had a couple of questions. I answered that. So I'm hoping that we'll know and we'll get that money back as well. And then I already spilled the beans about the Chromebooks, but we got an extra $10,000 added to our Title III grant. And then we had two items that we were paying for on Title III. 2 days that Janelle Chisholm was coming, that gal who comes in and works with our teachers, and that's $1,000 a day, and she wasn't here for two of those days, so we saved that $2,000. And then we had the OLS training for the ELL program, and we were going to send two or three teachers, between three or four people, I think. And so we have all that money that we saved, so we turned that all into the Chromebooks and the carding. And we got that approved today on the phone with the Title III person. So I think we're good. So, I mean, you know, honestly, I think things are going pretty well. And I'm really excited because, you know, I told the tech people that my goal was that we would have computers for our 5th through 8th graders. And I was hoping by next year we'd be able to do that. We're a year ahead, so that's great. So, you know, and we also bought the extra iPads so all of our kindergartners will have iPads. So I think technologically we're moving right along, getting to where we want to be. And all of our teachers all have laptops as well. So it's been a good
year. Has Bisbee started?
Bisbee started 2 weeks ago, I want to say two.
In person?
Not quite 2 full weeks, a week ago, like last Monday. Did they start the Tuesday of Labor Day?
I think they started the Tuesday
after Labor Day.
What happened with the busing high school kids?
You know, right now we are down to two drivers, and in order for us to hire somebody, they are going to want more hours than just a couple hours in the morning and an hour and a half in the afternoon. So you're going to, you know, so ultimately what I think future as we go and we hire custodians whenever a custodian retires or, you know, quits or leaves, and we have to go hire somebody. What I would recommend is we look for tying a bus driver position with the custodial position. And you can make that an 8-hour position. You got an hour and a half of driving and an hour and a quarter of driving in the afternoon, and then you've got, you know, 5.5 to 6 hours of custodial work. That's kind of, right now we've got one custodial that's at about 6 hours a day. That pretty much equates there. And that would give us another driver so we could do multiple runs. Right now I don't think we could, I don't think we could do it because we're really tight right now with our drivers and our paras. Because we're using 5 paras in the mornings or 4 paras outside plus facilities inside to take temperatures, you know, and then you've got to have one that's got to get the computer
to have somebody, because otherwise you have people.
Well, when you hire, if you have, if you can hire that flexibility, it's like hiring a teacher, and if you need a coach, hiring somebody that's got an athletic background so they can fill a coaching spot for you, or they can teach at a few different levels, and not just, you know, I've only coached third grade my whole life, and that's the only place I ever want to coach or teach, you know, that kind of thing. So try to look for flexibility when we hire. So that's all I have. Any questions or anything?
No, great job.
I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 6:31.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.